Are you there, Matt?
Oh, hold on. Let me click back. I've just finished with Jim. Hold on one second. Robbie, thanks for holding.
Okay. Can you record this conversation, please?
I have no choice. It automatically gets recorded.
Perfect. Thank you. I am not, and I refuse to, conspire against or collude with anyone that is conspiring against tax-neutral blessing. I have counseled with elders that, and my peers in ministry, and that is the decision that I have personally come to.
Perfect. I really appreciate that. So I'll just put a no against your name and I move on to the next person. Many blessings to you. Thank you. And I'm still waiting to hear back from the attorneys about a time at which we can get together with the two gentlemen and hopefully put everything behind us.
That's all.
I thank you so much. I did leave a voicemail message for Sister Ruth. I know she's traveling, and I still have a few more people on the list to get done before the end of the day, but this is looking good. This is really, really looking good, and I look forward to having you on the call, listening in, and we'll talk about first why the transition, and then we'll talk about how most of the benefits are in place, even though there are a couple of benefits that are not there anymore. There are a few additional benefits that have been added, and I will not dump everything on everyone at once. This is an educational process, so day one in the classroom, then we'll have day two, day three. By day four, everybody will have gotten everything there is to get. And because we're not accepting new members right now, I'm not worried about, people just coming in the middle of the lesson 2 weeks from now. So this is going to work out beautifully. I can't tell you how happy I am that you called back. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And as to Ruth, I don't know what her decision will be. I know that she's a former Mennonite, and they don't take kindly they don't do courtrooms. I know that.
Right. And nobody should go there. Nobody should go there. I don't want to go there. But you know what? What kind of a leader am I if I tremble at the sign of someone trying to rain havoc on our house? I have to protect. As uncomfortable as it is for me, I'm committed. I'm committed. This is something that hopefully I'll never have to go through. I pray to God that I won't have to go through this because it's unpleasant, time-consuming, expensive, all of that stuff. And this is my intention after these folks told me that they have some evidence because they've been listening to their calls and all kinds of stuff. And they are superb researchers. You know, attorneys have resources at their disposal that we don't.
Sure.
And because they get paid well to protect our interests and be fair to everyone, we take their counsel very seriously. And when they said, look, this is what's happening, I said, I can't believe it. You know what? I know every leader personally. I'm just going to go down the list and I'm going to ask them. And so far, it's been no across the board, which is fantastic. You have no idea how happy I am. I got four more people to go through that I may not get to until tomorrow because we're kind of getting close to the call time and I'm getting my thoughts together. But, Robbie, this call that you made to me was the most pleasant, most welcomed, most wonderful call of the day, and I want to thank you for that.
I wish you the best. I will.
Thank you.
I'll listen in tonight.
Wonderful. Many blessings to you, and again, much gratitude to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.